This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for November 9th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. It's a short newsletter today. This morning, Comcast's internet service went down across the Midwest, causing this newsletter to be delayed. I have Comcast at my home and others on the team do too. Apologies for the lateness of the newsletter. Even our backups of backups were impacted by the Comcast issues. Wedbush's Bob Fitzsimmons is raising money for Covenant House, a place where young people are welcomed with unconditional love and provided warm meals, education opportunities, job training, medical care, mental health and substance use counseling, and legal aid, essential services designed to help them build independent futures. This is part of Sleep Out Saturday. You can find out more about Covenant House and supported it by clicking on a link in today's newsletter. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign today. Here are some more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From Bloomberg, investment company staff required to get special approval to hire white men. A multinational investment firm is forcing staff to seek approval before hiring white men in one of the most stringent diversity policies in the financial sector to date. State Street said it would require managers to demonstrate they had interviewed female and ethnic minority candidates before the company would sign off the hiring of a white man to a senior role. My comment, someday we will look back and laugh at this. Maybe not today. Here is another story from Bloomberg. Alan Greenspan has a word or two of advice for markets, and that's it. Too much central bank communication can become a liability. Alan Greenspan realized when it came to taming markets and managing perceptions of how the world's dominant economy should be steered, a few carefully chosen words could be invaluable. It's a lesson today's central bankers from Sydney to London would do well to reflect upon after investors were whipsawed by monetary policy decisions in recent days. My comment, to quote Alan Greenspan, I guess I should warn you, if I turn out to be particularly clear, you've probably misunderstood what I've said. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was JLN's FIA Expo panel explores the future of crypto market structure by Sarah Rudolph. Second was investors take aim at private equity's use of private jets from the Financial Times. Third was the Wall Street Journal's Wall Street pushes back as SEC targets business practices that generate billions about payment for order flow. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day. Stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.